Gunther and Bad are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake, and Bountiful Clinics. If you get hurt on the field, the court, the course, or the track, heal with the experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake, and Bountiful Clinics. You can give them a call today, 801-442-2663, or check them out online, sportsmedgroup.org. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find them on Twitter at Brandon C. Gurney. Read them in the Deseret News. It is Brandon Gurney. Brandon, BYU gets a very welcome win last night over San Diego, 82-70. But really, the big game is coming up tomorrow night, St. Mary's again. What do you make of BYU's chances?
It's a gettable game. You'd expect BYU to give them a good game. Probably not expect them to win, but certainly give them a good game. Maybe as high as a 50-50 prospect. If you go that way, BYU's showing improvements. It's been a frustrating study for everybody involved with BYU basketball. Just why aren't they progressing as much as people would hope for, but I think St. Mary's is going to provide a pretty good barometer for where these guys are at.
What can Yoeli Childs and Eric Mika do throughout the rest of this year in their careers to stay out of foul trouble?
Oh, that's a good question. It's just playing smart is mostly just knowing when it's worth it to go after something. I think it just comes with experience and just know-how. I don't think it's just something that a freshman can just learn inherently. I just think it's just know, and Mika's done well with that. Coach Rose has praised him, but once he gets that second foul, he's very slow to get his third foul for the most part. Obviously, that hasn't borne out all the time, but he's learning, and I just think experience with that thing.
Find him on Twitter at Brandon C. Gurney. You can read him in the Deseret News. Brandon, great stuff. Thanks.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Brandon Gurney, next up on the Wasatch Whip Around. Read him at KSL.com. Covering the Utes, it is Stephen Lindsay. And Stephen, the Utes get clobbered again by Oregon last night. Is the upside that there's a chance, unless they meet in the tournament, this is the last time the Utes ever have to see Dylan Brooks on the floor?
I was just thinking about Dylan Brooks before I came on with you guys. And I got to be honest, if I'm projecting him for the Pro League, for the NBA, he reminds me of Draymond Green, maybe even a little bit better shooting version of Draymond. Kind of a little bit smaller, but super powerful. You saw last night he got guarded by David Collette. And when he got matched up with Collette, you could basically count the basket before the play even started. Utah doesn't want to see this guy again. No Utah fan wants to see this guy again. And one of the most remarkable things I've seen this season was that game at Donovan Center. It seemed like he was in not only the head of all of the Utah players, but he was in the head of all the Utah fans. And when you can do that, you're pretty special.
Well, how about for the Utes? How would you project Kyle Kuzma forward to the next level as an NBA player?
Kuzma's drawn comparisons to everybody from Sean Marion to Jared Dudley to, I remember when everybody came in, they're like, oh, he's the Superman. He's the super poor man's version of Kevin Durant. Obviously, Kuzma's shooting is kind of the detractor on him, right? When he's in the middle, when you play zone on Kuzma, he's really effective because he can catch it right in the middle of the 2-3 zone, and he's really effective from passing from the free throw line or shooting from the free throw line. Now, he's effective driving as well, but his three-point numbers this season are dismal. Against Division I talent, he's shooting 27%. That's not going to get it done. In fact, I think if there's anything that's going to keep him from getting drafted in the next 2 years, it's going to be his three-point shooting.
You can find him on Twitter. I apologize. You can read him at KSL.com. Covering the University of Utah is Stephen Lindsay. Stephen, great stuff. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen.
Take care, guys.
There is Stephen Lindsay, the Wasatch Whip Around, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake, and Bountiful Clinics. You give him a call today, 801-442-2663, or you can check him out online, sportsmedgroup.org.